think we're calling about with Julie.
What's happening? What do you got cooking?
Oh, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fine.
You're nothing doing well?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Nothing, anything worth
talking about?
Diamond-wise. Nothing worth diamond-wise.
Oh. Any stories? You always got something. No?
No. Yeah, I told you how. Yeah, she went on Facebook and said bad stuff about me.
Oh, she did? Oh, no, you didn't tell me. Oh, my God. For the silver bracelet?
Yeah, and she went on Yelp and said bad stuff about me. And then her friend went on Google and said bad stuff about me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Did you reply or no?
Oh, I went to the one on Google.
Did you say it's silver and silver? Did you explain or?
Yeah, I just said, you know, jewelry is attacked by chlorine pools, so we're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
But I had a real happy customer right after that that came in. She was so thrilled. She went and put a real nice review.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's freaking people.
Yeah.
Like, if they would just Google, like, you know, silver and what happens when it goes in the pool or whatever, she would know, you know, that you're not lying.
Yeah. They're going to ruin me by giving me a Facebook review.
I know.
Nobody does Facebook anymore.
Oh, my gosh, these people. They always, you know, I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah. That's too bad. But anyway, so what's happening otherwise?
Nothing much. You know,
no?
I'm hoping to get through this month.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I had a guy come in today. He bought something. His
wife's
birthday. You know, I had done a ring, engagement ring for them back November. December. Not with a diamond. She wanted a pink tourmaline. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Then he tells me I bought her for Christmas these two half carat diamond studs. You know. And I'm like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought them because they were on sale.
Okay.
I'm like,
why didn't he give you a shot?
Yeah.
You know, did you tell him that?
No.
Oh.
I did.
All right.
Give me your $400. I sold him a diamond, half carat, total weight diamond heart today.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got something, right?
Yeah.
So.
Something.
Something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
How's everything else going? Any other calls? Anything you're working on?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
All right. Your wife
nothing.
Your wife's doing okay?
Yeah. She's here. She's on vacation.
Oh, is she? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you should be taking her on vacation.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
She's not too happy about it because, she's driving our daughter around.
Oh, Jesus. Is it really?
Yeah, driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, dang. That's a lot, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, like, how many times a day is she having to accommodate?
Oh, picking her up. We told you about what happened with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're picking her up and in the morning and picking her up at night to bring her home. Otherwise, she has to rely on this boyfriend who doesn't really take her that often. And Ubering, which is expensive.
Yeah, but does she have a job? She has a job?
Oh, yeah.
So can't she get where the license where she can drive to and from?
Not until the hard 90 days is over.
Oh, it hasn't been 90 days yet? Oh, okay.
Started February 1.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so February, March, April, May. So when does that start?
May.
February, March, April. Yeah, May 1st then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was just sad. Yeah, we went to, we were in the courtroom with her, and then she had to go like to the probation office area, and it says criminal court, criminal, it's criminal sign. She says, I'm a criminal.
Oh my God. That's terrible. Yeah. So how much longer before she, like, she goes in front of the judge?
Oh, we just did that on Monday.
Oh, you did? And?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she pled to a reduced sentence.
Okay.
Reckless driving.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So they gave a reduced sentence.
And how long does she have no license for then?
The beginning of May is when she'll get. The beginning of May. The beginning of May she'll get her temporary license that she can just drive to work and church.
Okay. And then when does she get her license back?
And then that's for 6 months.
Okay.
And then I think she gets her license back.
Okay. Did she learn her lesson?
I hope so.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who's paying you guys? For the mistake, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Well, what can you do?
She's got, like, these schools she has to go to, she has to pay for.
Oh.
She can't have any alcohol in her system, and she'll have random tests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And the judge, when she got sentenced, the judge says, and if you are here in this country illegally, you will be deported.
Oh man, that's funny.
You see, our governor just announced yesterday that Florida leads the country in deportations of illegals and arrests.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. All right, I gotcha.
Yeah, we're getting rid of them. And we got them, like, all over the place. We got ICE at all of the truck stops.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the aid station and giving them a test. If they can't speak English or read English, you're arrested.
Come on.
No. Because they keep killing people.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
These states like Florida, and I mean, New York, where you live,
mm-hmm.
and California, are giving all these illegals trucking driver's license, and they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're killing people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they
said
one guy,
the
cop had pulled him over, and he shows them a right, keep right sign. You know what that is? The keep right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, keep right? What are you talking about? On the right side?
It has an arrow going off to the right and says keep right. Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. What do you mean, keep right? I don't understand what you're... Okay.
Keep right.
Yeah?
The truck driver who couldn't speak English said in Spanish, he goes, oh, it means that you exit off the way of the arrow.
What do you mean, stay in the right lane?
Yeah, but he says, no, you exit and go off to the right.
Oh, got you. Okay.
And like, oh, you're under arrest. You're under arrest.
What? You're talking about.
Keep right doesn't mean that you go and just drive off the road.
I know, but he was under arrest for that?
Yeah, because he can't read English. He can't read the signs, and he's driving.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Our governor made a law.
Okay.
It is mandatory in Florida that you must, if you're gonna be a commercial truck driver,
you need to understand the rules.
And you can't understand. Yeah, you're arrested.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
They've killed too many people.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. Now I understand what you're saying. Trying to confuse me a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you're gonna be arrested next. You can't understand anything. Deported.
Oh God, you're killing me. Maybe, you never know. I will be deported. Oh man. But no, now I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, Donnie says you don't have to do that to sell diamonds.
Right. I don't. I don't.
You're not killing people if you sell somebody at SI1 when it was really a SI2.
Well, everything is certified nowadays, so you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry.
Yeah.
But, all right, nothing going on? No diamonds? Nothing?
Maybe after you call me now, something will happen.
I hope so. We need to get it going, you know?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be nice. But,
yeah.
All right. Well,
I think you, the war and the gas prices and everything,
yeah.
clear up, we'll start spending money again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm here. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. You know, you're my number one.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So, all right. Well, say hi to your wife, and you guys have a great day.
Okay. And you too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.